Well, it was nearly 5 years ago. I got a phone call from this man who was awake feeding fish at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he rang up to have a go at the quickie, and he got it wrong. It was a Doobie Brothers song. I forget what it was. He remembers. But I said, "What are you doing up?" And he said, "I'm feeding my fish." My ears pricked up. I thought, that's interesting. Well, it turns out he was a fish farmer by the name of Joe Ayoub. He's a microbiologist, and he was feeding his barramundi. And he said to me during the course of the conversation, "Did you know, Luke, that one single average plate-sized barramundi can make 6 litres of poo in 1 week?" And I said, "That's fascinating, Joe." I said, "That's great." He said, "Did you know it makes the very best fertiliser the world's ever seen?" And so Joe stopped selling fish to markets and restaurants and started breeding barramundi for their poo and feeding them a completely organic diet. And what he found was he was putting nature and natural bacteria back into the soil, and the world went, what? Swift Grow is now sold all over the world, in homes, on farms, growing vegetables and fruit in sand in the United Arab Emirates, banana farms throughout Australia, tea and banana farms throughout Sri Lanka. It is a worldwide success story. And it started with Joe ringing up for the quickie here on the night shift nearly 5 years ago. Hello, mate.
Hello, Luke. Thank you for the introduction.
I think I got it pretty right. I remember.
Yes, you did. And the quickie was a flop. I agree with you. It was the Doobie Brothers and I guess the long train running.
Yeah, and it was taking it to the streets. That's right.
That's correct.
It was taking it to the streets. You said long train running. Joe, in those...
You should have at least given me a singlet, a triple M singlet. I got half of it right.
Haven't I given you one yet?
Not yet.
I'm going to give you a triple M T-shirt at the Christmas party this year.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Now, listen to me. Just stop for a second. In the nearly five years you and I have got to know each other, I've got to know your family, and your family's become part of my family, correct?
That's true. Correct.
And your beautiful wife and your two beautiful girls. It's been an amazing journey, and I'm so glad that I was there with a front seat watching your business grow internationally. Who would have thought, Joe?
Oh, look, it was a lot of hard work, but your show and yourself, Luke, definitely was the final brick we needed to finish the whole mechanism.
So you were breeding barramundi and you were eating them. And then you discovered that barramundi poo made very, very good fertilizer. So you stopped selling barramundi for consumption, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
And then you moved to the University of Western Sydney and became bigger. You were helping them do research into organic and renewable aquaculture. And then you've gone to Sri Lanka. You've gone to the United States of America. Look, people like Michael Hope at Hope Estate in the Hunter Valley, his whole vineyard is now Swift Grow. I mean, people who use Swift Grow, they know that it works after just 3 days.
That's right. That's right. And it's not just the United States and the United Emirates. We go to KSA, all Europe, Southeast Asia, including South Korea, Japan. We are organic. Swift Grow is now organic certified all around the world, as I mentioned, including USA, Canada, and Japan. And we've got also trademark on Swift Grow. And it's been a journey.
You've grown fruit and vegetables in moon dirt.
That's an ongoing project.
Yeah, NASA gave you moon dirt to see if it could be used to grow substances. And using Swift Grow, it can. You're growing fruit and vegetables in, is it Dubai? In those huge, like, airplane hangars that you've sent me photos of. And you're growing in sand and just Swift Grow.
That's right.
Who would have ever thought? You've won some significant awards along the way as well, Joe.
Yes, sustainability awards and excellence in innovation awards, and we're still nominated for many more years to come. Most importantly now is we have enough scientific data to start publishing scientific papers, because you need lead up time to prove all these concepts, and hopefully before Christmas we'll have the first one. Now, why is it significant? No one has ever published a paper on fish manure and agriculture.
It's unbelievable. You are a microbiologist. You're a scientist.
That's right.
So, have you enjoyed this journey so far? You must find it challenging.
It is, but I chose this journey, and one thing led to another. But hindsight, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't change it at all. We're still growing, and I quite enjoy it now. The family works with me, as you already mentioned before, so it's a good environment.
I mention Montana all the time because she's the voice on the phone that people hear. She's like your front desk. But you've got Isabella, you've got Emily, you've got your family, and it's just growing and growing. It's swift growing, huh? You see what I did there?
That's right. We also have, I don't know, you are aware that we're offering a soil solution around the world. So we've got the trademark
Tell us about
on
that.
Soylution. Yeah, Soylution as well. So the next papers after the fish manure will be all published around climate change, restoring the soil, degraded soils, and the works. So there's many to come.
It's unbelievable. Look, I just wanted to wish you a happy Christmas and a happy New Year while I'm away. And I want people to think of Swift Grow if they're serious about growing their plants and their lawns. And you've got Swift Life. You've got Swift Fort, which naturally takes care of the bugs. And it's constantly growing, and if you'll pardon the pun, you're constantly thinking. And I can't wait to see what adventure will go on next year in 2024, Joe.
There's plenty to come.
Joe, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and family and all the listeners as well.
Swiftgrow.com.au. Check it out. One of my great friends. And a great success story here on the Night Shift. Joe Ayoub, the microbiologist behind Swift Grow.